Last month, I took a ride on the University of Delaware research vessel Joanne Daber. We went out from Lewis to a water sampling station in the Cape May-Lewis Ferry Channel in southern Delaware Bay as part of a survey of zooplankton in the region. On the way, I asked UD researcher John Cohen if he was involved in the water quality monitoring that takes place on the Cape May-Lewis Ferry. He said he and his grad students are the point people for the program in Lewis. Two more researchers monitor the data up in Newark, looking at weather patterns and water chemistry. Aboard the Joanne Daber at the UD dock, just down the road from the Lewis Ferry Terminal, Cohen told me more about the program.
So these long-term data sets are really, really rare, so yeah. It's exciting.
How long has that program been going on?
It's been at least 5 years, because it was Sea Grant funded for two cycles, and then that grant has been over for about a year, so maybe even 6 years. And the data, it's gone through different iterations where it kind of had a few sensors and then more and more sensors. And now it's actually a very, very complete suite of sensors that's measuring atmospheric properties as well as seawater chemistry, and a little bit of seawater biology. It measures cyanobacteria. There's a sensor for cyanobacteria. So it's actually a really big suite of sensors.
So is it taking samples or is it?
Yep, so it's primarily has flow through water, right? So water is being pumped through the hull of the boat, and it goes across a set of sensors, actually like the ones we're using today. This is the system we're using today. Is the old system that came off the ferry. It was the original one. And then it gets, the water goes across those sensors and then gets pumped out. And so there is a sampling system that's put in place by someone at Millersville University in Pennsylvania. What that system is doing is it's taking discrete water samples. So it's it takes some of that water that's coming in, and instead of going over the sensors, it goes into a little jar, and then that jar turns to be ready for the next jar. And it does that every few hours, every few days, whatever it's programmed to do.
Yeah. So how many, 6 years, how many ferry trips, I guess?
It's a lot of ferry trips. And well, the thing to say is only at one point, only one of the ferries is fully monitored, and they rotate ferries. And the other thing is that the sensors haven't always been sort of turned on all the ferry trips. And so now it's to the point where they're sort of always on. But so it's hard to say how many actual ferry trips, but it's a lot of ferry trips. It's a lot of data.
And so how has the water changed in that time?
I think the point is more to capture with really high resolution seasonal cycles. And some of the big things that have happened are when we have big pulses of fresh water, looking at how the bay responds. That's what it's been really good for. Not so much, I would say, sort of long-term change over that time period, but really more these pulses that if you're just out there sampling, it's really hard to know when to get the boat in certain places at certain times. And so to have this constant data stream coming at you that's always there because the boat is kind of always running, that is what's really powerful about the ferry system.
Yeah. So you've kind of created a profile, really, of
the... Yeah, sort of a spatiotemporal profile that's really, it's kind of limited in space because it's just that bit of the ferry track. But at the same time, it's a really good spot. It's right at the mouth, and there's a lot of exchange between the ocean and the bay.
Do the folks on the ferry tend to know that this is going on?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So the visitors? Yeah, so there's a little bit of advertising for it or recognition of it, and then every so often, people from the ferry monitoring project will go on and give a talk. And you know, if there's a dolphin swimming by, of course that takes away from the interest in the talk, but that happens. And the ferry organization has been incredibly supportive of the whole project.
Did you just kind of go to them and say, can we...
It was John Sharp, University of Delaware, who's now a retired professor. It was his project, and he coordinated with the ferry. The ferry monitoring has been successful in other places like North Carolina and in Maine. And so he knew that and went to the ferry and said, can we do this? And they were really supportive. So it's an obvious. It's such an obvious.
It's a lot of work, though.